All right. And where's the Marysville Board of Education regular meeting of September 27th, 2010. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Mabee.
Here.
Mr. Fraker.
Here.
Mrs. Greer.
Here.
Mr. Lassiter.
Here.
Okay, Mr. Freudenberg is currently absent. Next, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. That out of the way. And now I'm just going to turn it over to Rick.
Thank you.
If you guys want something to eat, there's pizza and stuff.
Either my eyes are bad or I need to focus a hair.
Okay, let's see.
Hey, there you go. Now everybody else can't see it.
Yeah, it's
a little better.
That's fine for me. Yes. Thank you. Now you have three glasses of water.
Okay, well, it's good to see you all again. It's been about a month, I think, probably. I wanted to start with this visual, so just to revisit the process step and show you where we're at right now and what would still need to be accomplished after this evening. I think our collective goal this evening is to be able to walk out of here after my time with you and have identified 3 to 5 objectives for the superintendent to move forward with and start the development of work plans on, which would be his next step after we conclude this evening, hopefully. So we're at step 2, the identification of the annual district objectives, and then the superintendent will turn inward and develop the work plans with the leadership team and or board members as appropriate, you know, based on the objectives. Once the work plans are developed, then you work the plans, basically. And not until about mid-year, sometime around December, January, would be the formative assessment session. And then the...
Are those typically board-approved?
The work plans?
Work plans?
No.
You just, once we've approved the goal, we even have to approve the goals, or we just kind of set them out, so these are our goals? And
I don't even think... I've had other districts not even act on the objectives. As long as there's
consensus,
understanding and agreement that, yes... This is it. These are the ones we're gonna go after. Because, and the reason for that, I think, is because as days run by, you know, there will be little tweaks that might need to be made to the work plans.
Right.
But you don't want to have to come back on a monthly basis and, you know, just make an adjustment to a word or a date or
something
like that. And then the final summative evaluation would be at the end of the year, probably sometime around June, July of 2011. So that's where we're at this evening. If you recall last time I was here, I mentioned that we still decided to move forward with this, even though timeline-wise, we were a little bit behind the eight ball. You know, most districts that are involved in the pilot right now are well on their way to working the work plans. You know, they've approved the job description. They have identified the objectives. The work plans have been developed, and it's just in the process of being worked at that point. So I was really relieved leading up to this meeting to receive some pre-work and thoughts in regards to possible objectives, you know, as we move forward. That'll save us, I think, a lot of time. It certainly doesn't preclude any thoughts you might have in terms of tweaking, adding, adjusting, you know, whatever the case may be, so that you're all satisfied as a group with what you're reading and what you can live with. So what I've received up to this point basically came down to these 4 objectives. I don't know, Larry, might you want to make some comments about these and how they kind of got to this point?
Well, yeah, these developed out of the work that we've done. We started last May, did in June, worked with the administrative staff and their teams on the overall building goals, overall what we call CIP, the Continuous Improvement Plan. So these just kind of rose out of those, to be very honest. I added some, especially on the efficiency side. We had to beef up actually the CIP plan on the efficiency side to look at standards, those kinds of things at the building levels. But building levels tend to really get hone in on objective one, student achievement, you know, and then communications, but not. We really have to. We have to work very hard as a district to work really on the for our goals and objectives on the last two items that we have.
And actually,
objective four is fairly new to us. It's only about a year old, and that is the one on the efficiency side. The efficiencies were always a part of the other part of goal one. But we really believe that it needed to have its own objective. So that's kind of the background.
Yeah, good. Thank you. And I believe this was all sent to all of you, giving you an opportunity to kind of review it, take a look, send back any thoughts or ideas you might have, anything that had been received prior to this evening. I have attempted to incorporate into what you see here. For example, under objective number one, which is kind of in summary called the academic achievement goal or objective, if you will, there was some evidence offered that would be nice to see that would indicate completion of this objective. So when you look at all of these, I think unless you have some thoughts on rewording or discarding an objective that's already here or perhaps adding a fifth, I think that most of our focus this evening can be on identifying what is it you want to see collectively as a board for each one of these objectives that would tell you that it's being worked and on the road towards completion.
I don't have a problem going that route, but I do. Personally, the concern I have is like with the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that the measure then? Is that what that is referring to?
Yes.
And if we have a measure, it says all 26 state standards met. And then the evaluation, if we only met 25 of them, then we wouldn't get the highest possible.
I think maybe that evidence, I don't want to dig into that, but it may be more of a how do you plan to get there? You know, if you wanted to say, how do you plan on getting to an excellent district? We want to see a plan for how you would get there, instead of tying it to a specific numerical.
Yeah, because I that's right. I have a concern tying it to a very specific numeric number.
Yeah, I agree.
Because
I agree.
That's
well,
you know,
that's but right. Your goal is to do the best you possibly can.
Oh yeah, the goal is to do
it's
that.
Not always attainable.
The other thing I've
done. It should be achievable, too. A goal should be achievable.
You're saying it's not achievable.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, for one, is how much influence could a superintendent have on the whole district to make sure that we did do that, first of all? Second of all, is that realistic of us as a board to expect 100% in those areas?
I think it seems our goal would be to, for an excellent rating. However, either whether your performance index, based on the myriad of calculations you get to get to excellent. but I think we didn't make it this year, and I think the objective of that is let's make a plan. I want to see the plan on how we're going to get there for next year. Or you know, our goal would be, and then work that plan and update that plan. Does that make sense?
I heard you say achieve an excellent district. Are you suggesting that be the measure instead of the evidence, instead of saying increase performance index over 100?
Yeah.
Break that down saying achieve performance so that Marysville is an excellent school district?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
What
is
the highest a performance index can be?
115, I think.
Is it 115 or 120, something
like that? In that area.
Because honestly, that's what means most people don't recognize or identify with that anyways.
And we need to look at if that's setting it at 100, and if it's 115, 120, what has been the past? What's been the trend?
Well, yeah,
1800s of a point from it this time?
Yeah, we're at 99.86 or something like that this year. And it's improved over the last 4 years. It's improved. It's attainable. You're not going to get a perfect score on performance index.
No,
I mean, that's every kid scoring at their maximum potential.
I just think you have to be careful.
I think all you have to do is just look around and mentally at your former classmates and see if everybody always worked at their maximum potential. Just doesn't happen. But you look at the Olentangies and the Worthingtons, and they're about 105, 106 in that area. So that's kind of where we are.
The other thing is food for thought. You see the word "by" there for each of these objectives.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
These do not necessarily have to be objectives that are totally accomplished by the end of this year. You know, you could put spring 2013 for an objective.
Okay.
But then what kind of evidence do you want to see this year that shows you that progress is being made
right.
in that direction?
Mm-hmm.
I think that objective is attainable, though. I mean, we were right.
Yeah, and you're right. You're going to see some of that tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And I know we're not supposed to put any emphasis on that. I just disagree. Well, I had a thought on that, but I'll.
Now, I did change the wording there in that one evidence piece to achievement of an excellent rating, based on what I heard.
Is that evidence? Yeah, actually, really, all the evidence is going to be is if we've achieved our rating or not. But I think there's a plan. We're asking you for a plan on how we're going to get there, and I think we would like periodic updates as to how we're working that plan. And then I think the overall, you know,
the goal.
You know, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you look next August when the district report card comes out, and you're going to know, you know, did you meet it or not.
So achievement means we meet that. Strive means we work towards it. So if we change the word achievement of an excellent rating versus strive for an excellent rating.
He's not saying not to achieve it. He's just saying that he'd also like to see a plan to show us.
I think that's what the objective is.
Either
is
way.
To build a plan on how we're going to do it.
Right.
Get updates on that plan. And then.
At our
summary review, whenever that is going to be, we'll know whether we reach that goal or not.
You could say here in the first sentence, well, it's one sentence, I guess, okay. But the that very first part of this objective, mm-hmm. You could say the superintendent will develop a plan to ensure that all Marysville students attain academic achievement. Mm-hmm. Instead of, say, review and or develop benchmarks. The benchmarks may be part of a bigger plan.
Right, yeah. Yeah, really our objective is at the 30,000 foot level, we want to see an excellent rating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to see an excellent rating.
You're scrunching your nose at me. I don't think it's because of my pizza.
What I heard you say, though, Jeff, was not only that, but also a plan towards that.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
The end result is that, but.
I see.
Intermediary.
Yeah, I see.
What you're looking at.
So is the objective.
What you're looking at.
To get the rating, or is the objective to have a plan?
And then that's steps really towards that. What you're looking at next August is the result of that plan.
Right.
Kind of what you say.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, is there a problem with having two pieces of evidence for achieving that objective? Or I get your point. Is this, you know, as long as we have a plan, and if we come up short, then the plan wasn't everything we thought it was. But I mean, is there anything wrong with just saying the evidence of achieving this goal? Or this objective, I should say, is that we have a plan and that we have an excellent rating from this.
I don't think so, but
I mean, it's not like any more disappointing if we don't get an excellent rating if it's written up there as an objective
right.
or an evidence.
I mean, I think I'm okay.
See, and what will happen here is that at formative assessment time, your superintendent will sit down with you and say, well, here's where things are at. You know, I'm working on this plan, or perhaps I've already developed this plan, but here's some things over here you need to be aware of that have come up that might inhibit our ability to, you know, get there when we thought we were going to get there, or might somehow throw a wrench into the works or something like that. I mean, your ultimate objective here is to have your students attain academic achievement.
Exactly.
And the evidence you want to see in that, I think I'm hearing, is achievement of an excellent rating.
Yes. I agree.
Now, there are some subparts to that. There could be, if you want them in there, like the performance index or the value added, those kinds of things.
And a plan.
And a plan.
The existence of a plan.
I mean, that really tells us how we're progressing through the years.
Yeah, well, it gives us some reference for adjustment if we don't get where we want, as opposed to just saying we didn't make it.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yes.
See, I just need to let everybody in my head in there. Pretty soon we'll get what I wanted to out of my mouth.
Okay, so existence of a plan.
And then a periodic, I mean, I don't know where that fits in here, but, you know, for time, and maybe we get to timelines, but a periodic update of that plan throughout the year. Whatever the board wants to, however often we want to see it, every quarter or every what.
I think that sounds good.
Periodic updates on progress of implementing the plan.
Yes. Everybody okay with that? Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So number one makes sense. And these numbers mean nothing, by the way. Talked about that a little bit.
Well, yeah. You need the space between your 85% and on.
Yes. Everything looks okay in the objective?
Cut out the 100% on the performance index. There's no percent in there. That was
it'd be just 100.
That was my error. We call it 100%, but it's just
100.
Just 100. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, put the number 100 in there.
And then performance index of 100.
Yeah.
Performance index of 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. It works.
Everybody's clear on what's meant by state tests?
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to kind of push towards a little bit of wordsmithing here to make sure that you all have the same understanding of all the terminology that exists in here, because the worst thing that can happen is to walk out of the room and some people think something means one thing and somebody else to think it means another.
Well, I think I think does everybody understand the state, you know, the state?
Well, if you bring it all up, you might as well clarify.
Yeah, if you want to clarify it, there, man. State report card.
Well, I don't think you have to clarify it in here, as long as collectively as a group you nod and say, yeah, I understand that, and it's our collective understanding of what that means. Mm-hmm. So is everybody okay with objective number one, the evidence that we have shown here?
Yes.
You okay?
And by when would it be reasonable to expect this to be accomplished?
Different dates for different parts of that, right?
Yeah, I think the, you know, the excellent rating would be August of 2011. Thank you. Okay, I'll be your rear end. And then, I mean, I'm going to ask, you know, what, you know, when do you feel? I'm going to leave that option to you. Maybe kind of ask you when you feel you can have a plan together to present, you know, just a reasonable timeline.
I can report and look. It's not that really not that difficult really to either October or November. Really. November. You want to report back?
We want to have the plan in place in November? Because that's an early meeting, right? For given Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody okay with November? Mm-hmm. November board meeting to have that?
I'm going to have cookies.
for you.
I'm good.
You know how hard it was to get to contact you.
All right, number one looks okay.
Yeah.
Make sure you save it.
You'll lose your signal.
Well, yeah. The router goes down like it did at Roy's house, man. We're out of luck. So let's.
Okay, let's focus next on number two. Again, no order of importance or priority. Superintendent will connect and develop a variety of ways to communicate with our community, our staff, our parents and students, and our Board of Education on matters of interest to illustrate progress, such as student achievement and long-term financial progress and viability of the district's budget. What does connect mean?
You know,
I like my DSL that kicks out once in a while.
Yeah. I hate to quit jumping in on these. But I will. I was thinking more of an idea of that we would ask the superintendent to come up with a district communication plan, or as in that plan they identify your stakeholders, you know, your theme for communication, if you will. You know, what do we want to make sure we're communicating to particular stakeholders, how and when, and all that stuff that you would wrap up in a communication plan. That to me, I think would be the objective.
It's like not see. Just outward communication, but also
exactly.
Gathering information.
Exactly. So, you know, how would you go about getting
that? So that word connect means that?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I would suggest then that the word connect be removed, and instead it be said, the superintendent will develop a plan.
Right, but it's
identifying a variety of ways to communicate with our community.
But I would like to call it the district communication plan.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that should be your book to go to. You know, I mean, it should be a reference that, you know, how are we connecting or how should we connect? You know, if we need to do this or that. Right. That
would
makes sense.
Only be a plan on how to as opposed to actually communicating?
Well, you got to follow the plan.
Well, that's what it seems like. This is all planned, but is it actually
how about the superintendent will develop and implement
the
communication plan?
Okay.
Yeah.
Or connect,
if you want.
I like or implement connect. Better than connect.
Or execute.
I like that word, too.
Yeah, now we're asking the superintendent to take that role.
Right.
Superintendent will develop and implement a district communication plan identifying a variety of ways to communicate with our community and so on. Does that make more sense than what you saw before?
Yes.
Yeah, aren't we picky on words, though? You know,
we need to be.
Well, when I get thinking,
I'm going to push you to be
identifying a variety. What's variety? Now, does that mean
what is
different
it?
Kinds of ways? Internet, paper, mailings.
And see, that's a great question, and that's part of my job here is to make sure that if you agree that the word variety is okay in here, what does that mean to all of you? Because you want him to know what your intention is when you use that terminology.
Yeah, you want him on Twitter? You want him sending tweets?
You might ask him.
That's a
variety.
Well, I understood what you said. If that's what we all mean, that's okay.
Variety.
Well, not everybody has access to the internet. Most people do. Not everybody does.
Well, I don't anymore.
I mean, I'm okay with variety. I don't see why we need to limit how or you know, how, I mean, that's really for you to implement how to do it.
Yeah, I think the key is that it has to be effective, so as opposed to just a variety of ways So specific and effective ways, maybe.
Right. Well, you have to measure the effectiveness of your communication. Sure. So, I mean, that would be, I mean, that's part of your communication plan was, here's how we're going to do it, and how are we going to know that it's effective? I mean, that, typically, I would assume that would be part of the plan.
Yeah, we'd have to make that part of it. That's all I was getting at. Because it's easy to say, well, here's our communication plan. We're going to communicate through the newspaper and on our website, you know, and that satisfies that requirement, but it doesn't necessarily, it's not effective, so it's not necessary.
You have to, obviously, you have to, I mean, I'm just saying, you would have to measure your, that part of your plan is to, you know, if you're going to do a survey, you know, how do you measure the effectiveness of it, or
right,
you know, if you did a mailing, or any of those kind of, any of that kind of stuff.
Do you have right now data from which you can draw what might most effectively communicate with people in your community? A survey or something like that?
We had done that a few years ago, didn't
we? We have a survey that identifies some of the ways folks get information.
Okay, good.
It's probably one of the most difficult things to do, to actually figure out how folks get information. I mean, if you really knew the secrets of that, you'd be selling books out of the millions.
Well, a lot of times the whole communication program is, and I speak from my years here as opposed to what I know might be about Marysville, but a lot of times the communication plan is built around the notion of access. You know, do people have access? I mean, you can't force people to consume information. You can put out all kinds of different information in different ways and methods, but really what I over the years heard the most concern about and then attempted to fix was the whole belief system some people had that there was no access. You know, if we wanted to talk to somebody, we couldn't do it. It was difficult or whatever. That, I think, too, is part of the stuff that is contained in communications. Creating transparency, creating access, you know, those kinds of things, as well as tools to communicate.
Right.
So does number two look okay? How's the evidence look for that?
I mean, really, the evidence would be that at least part of it would be that there's a plan. I mean, that's certainly deliverable. Would be the plan. And then I guess I would think part of the implementation, you know, evidence on implementation would have to be somehow feedback on how you're communicating. I mean, wouldn't it? I mean, your effectiveness on how you're communicating. I mean, how else would you measure, you know, your implementation of it? I guess other than it's, yeah, we're doing it. I mean,
surveys. I mean, Larry seemed to have some good bullet items.
Right. And I'm okay with.
Would it be too light to say positive feedback from community on communication effectiveness? Is that too light?
No, that sounds good.
And then how you go about doing that?
It can be light, because if you get one person that says this is great, mm-hmm. you've acquired that.
Yeah. Or the reverse of that. In other words, someone just needs an excessive amount of information, and it gets to the point where it's
nothing's good enough.
Nothing's good enough. It's not productive at all, and that, you know, there's a balance there. Mm-hmm. So how do we word it so that we strike a balance? I'm just leaving it at that, and I'm going to eat now. You got to figure out how to write
stuff. Well, I think this is one of those areas where I think goes back to what we were talking about in the first one, where we just say we need to have a plan, and then we need to be able to measure how well it's doing. It's more of a, it's not like we can set some specific goal, like we need to have 80% of the community.
Right.
I mean, it's just something that we can talk about as a board and say, are we happy with that? Do we need to improve that?
Yeah, look, what are we doing? You know, what is currently going on? You know, from our plan that we're doing. You know, I have to say, hey, look.
So if you have a communications plan and you're working the plan, then...
And you have a means for gathering feedback.
And whether Joe Schmo thinks it's over-communicating or Jane Schmo thinks it's under-communicating, it's almost irrelevant.
There may be two. I mean, let's say one of the parts of that plan was I think the superintendent's corner was one of those things. Okay, have we been writing that been writing that superintendent's corner in the paper? Has it been consistently in there? Once a month or however? I mean, are we seeing that all the time? And now that's something that people can go to the first day of the month and know it's going to be in the paper, and we're constantly updating that all the time. Well, it was in our plan. We said we were going to do. You can't. I mean, I guess you go to the readership of the JT, but we know it's there. So if you picked out the paper, you had the opportunity to read it. So I think that certainly fulfills. And I'm just using that as an example, but that to me is at least says, hey, look, this is part of our plan. You know, Larry comes to us, you know, say, hey, how's the plan going, and what are we doing? That's one evidence that we're actually doing. We're following the plan.
Right, we want evidence that it's being executed, but we also want evidence that it's working, and that not necessarily from an evaluation point of view, but as an information point of view.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So I think that needs to be either part of the plan or added to this to say that we need to have a means for evaluating the effectiveness of the plan so that we have that information. Don't you think?
Right. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's part of the plan or part of the
evidence.
Yeah.
So all pertinent information is being conveyed to staff, community, parents, teachers.
Hey, Jim. Can I put you on the spot? You're probably the only communications manager in here.
I prefer you didn't.
I'm just asking from a communication standpoint, just overall in a general term, you know, do you think we're capturing enough here?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Okay.
You're talking about evaluating someone's job based on how effectively you're communicating?
Well.
Good luck.
Because that's always.
Well, I know. That's why we're asking.
That's a big problem. We got a communication problem.
Answer.
What is that?
What we have here, right, in Cool Hand Luke, right? What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Well, I think that was my point, is I don't think we should be evaluating Larry unnecessarily on how effective it was. Just the fact that we have a plan, we all agree that it's a decent plan, and then we have a way of measuring how effective the plan was, not necessarily that because the plan wasn't good enough that all of a sudden now Larry gets dinged on his eval
right.
Or it's just the fact that we have a means for improving that plan.
Yeah. Right.
Time.
That's fine.
Is the evaluation of that plan based on the three words, consistent, repeated, yeah, and reliable? You know, if the contents of that plan are
consistent,
implemented in a consistent, repeated, and reliable fashion, right, is that what you're looking for?
I guess the part that I feel is missing is that I really think the important part is getting that feedback from the community, not only on just the communication plan, but on every...
Well, how do you want to put it in there?
I don't know. I've tossed out a few things.
Each of those groups, you would communicate within a different...
Right.
Manner.
Which would be covered
to some
the plan.
Extent.
The plan wouldn't. It wouldn't just be.
See, I've read other communication plans,
sure,
from other districts, because we went through something different a couple years ago. But that's part of the plan. Part of the plan is how you're going to do it. And the other part is the periodic evaluation of that section of your communication plan. And it's broken down into stakeholders. You have parents, you have community members that don't have kids in school, you have,
yeah,
you know, all of, okay, how are you going to communicate to those folks? Now you need to go back and evaluate how you did it and how to make it better. But that's part of the plan. That's not part,
yeah,
of the evaluation. Part of the evaluation is, look, this is our plan, and we're following the, you know, we're either pushing out or we're doing a poll and we're getting information back in.
Yeah.
That, to me, says, look, this is our goal we set for Larry to put that in motion. Are you doing it?
Yep.
Yes. You're putting that information out there. Yes, you're doing what we've asked you to do. And part of the implementation of that plan, if you're following your plan, is getting evidence of that. But that's part of the plan. That's not part of the eval.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that.
You know, one of the things you could say under evidence,
if
I'm hearing and understanding what you're talking about here, is as another piece of evidence, you could say opportunity for stakeholder feedback. a part of the communication plan is that it not just be one-way communication.
Right.
So you're going to build in some pieces of the plan, I would think, that allow people to...
Yeah. And I like the word stakeholders because it doesn't...
Includes everybody.
It doesn't, you know, exclude anyone.
So is that okay?
You can include yourself just by saying, I'm a stakeholder.
I like steak.
You like to hold it.
And you like to hold.
Again, the wordsmithing thing, I'm just thinking on the word opportunity. You could say they already have the opportunity for stakeholder input, just because they have an email address for all of us. And
we do.
Yeah. I'd like to see a more proactive means
in the plan.
Yeah, which I think is what you were saying. The plan would cover the fact that we're getting feedback.
Yes.
And I think that the evidence should suggest, at least spell out, that that's what we expect to be in the plan.
The how, too.
Not the how, but just the fact that we expect that there's a mechanism for getting stakeholder feedback.
Which would be part of the plan.
Which would be part of the plan.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the evidence should be we have a plan, and that the plan should include a way, you know, just a little some parameters around what should be in the plan.
Okay.
Do you think?
Sure.
Okay. And I think I see the plan, that it be consistent, that it be repeated, that it be reliable, that there be update cycles, that there be opportunities in there for stakeholder feedback. I mean, that's content.
Right.
You know, so within the plan, you'd see these kind of content issues addressed.
Yes. Exactly.
And again, you can only create the opportunity for people to provide feedback. Mm-hmm. You can't force them to do it.
Sure.
Tell me that now.
One at a time, right?
Corner
shot.
Yeah, I'm fine. And everybody, we're all on the same understanding.
Yeah, I think so.
That's the point.
I think so.
Okay. So number two makes sense to everyone?
Yes.
By when?
Everybody got head nods?
I got nod head.
Leave that up to you.
Well, let me ask you one more thing.
All right,
so when we get the plan, the communication plan, is that something that would be presented to the board so the board can offer input on? Or is that something that the district would just do, say we have it? I mean, because there's a lot of... personally, I have some expectations for what I'd like to see in the plan. I'd like to at least be able to publicly offer some input into that.
That seems to me like it would maybe a semi...
operational thing?
Well, no. Kind of a... I don't want to say collaborative, but kind of, hey, this is our communication plan. You got any input?
I'd like to see what it is.
I mean, are you okay with that? Okay. I mean, yeah, I think if there's some expectation on the board's, at least my opinion, on the board's part, hey, you know, I'd like to see part of this in our communication plan. Mm-hmm. Let's at least talk about it at the board table as a group and... and see where we go from there. So yeah, I think a deliverable will be that plan to the board. Any further conversation about it, and then if there's have to be adjustments, then let's talk about it, agree on it as a board, and then throw it out there.
He needs a by when thing.
By when?
By when?
By when?
By when?
By when do you?
When do you want it?
The plan.
When do I want it?
When can you have it?
Welcome to corporate America.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, right? That's part of the...
tomorrow.
Your work plan on when to get that done on Wednesday.
Well, yeah, this one's just a lot more complex.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, this one I don't think is something that you can sit down and have done in a week. You've got to have a lot of different input.
To be very honest, I've been lived in this community a long time, and I still struggle. I hear lots of groups struggle with the best way to communicate.
Sure.
Because it's just so difficult. I don't know, in December ish.
You go after the first of the year?
Let's go with
January and kind of see.
I'm fine. I mean, you'll have bits and pieces of it.
That's what I mean. If we can maybe get some edits over the Christmas break or somewhere in there, maybe, and then have a final.
Yeah, you'll have parts of it prior to that.
Okay.
The
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I mean, we don't see this as a static plan for an entire
No,
right?
No, I don't think it can be.
No, because best practices are always going to change.
I think it moves around on you anyway.
But I think after, you know, after all the people we have in this district, we should be able to at least put down a we know what has at least kind of worked in the past or
right.
And then, you know, and there's others of us who deal in different types of communication that can probably add to that.
The other struggle here is, you know, unlike objective A or the first objective.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a lot of folks working towards that. You don't have a communications office.
Right.
Like you have a curriculum office. There is nobody.
Yeah, we used to have a communication.
Well, yeah, but there is nobody.
We had one.
But there isn't. So it makes it, you know, we're going to have to figure out how kind of sort of this falls together and then how we want to accomplish this, because it's going to have to be accomplished with the bodies in the room, so to speak. I mean, there's not going to be any additional.
Okay. No. See, part of that plan then is how do we accomplish this.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's
the creative piece, right?
It's also difficult. It really is.
I think everybody recognizes that fact. I really do.
That's right.
All right, so I think we're okay with that. Yep, we're okay with that.
All right, let's look at number two. Superintendent will develop plans and data that will share our progress toward meeting or exceeding state and local health and safety standards.
Why?
What are the issues with this?
You know, really, I hate to... If no one else is going to jump out there, I'm going to stick my nose out there.
The
part of health and safety that, at least as a board member, that I'm most concerned with is our safe and drug-free school environments. So how we incorporate that into health and safety, to me, you know, how I know we're limited on funds. Obviously, if you look at our appropriations, all of our federal grants are drying up. So how do we, but I think, you know, in that, and I'm going to kind of get off on a tangent a little bit, but how does a district not only work within itself, but with the businesses, the and the community and the local government, and to maybe tap into some of those resources would be be kind of where I would like to see something happen, a plan.
A comprehensive chart. What did you say that you were looking at this at one point?
I was looking at it from the drug testing for extracurriculars. And specifically, I was looking at the plan Pleasant most recently adopted that they started this year. It would have been a year old now, which seemed to be really effective. And it was anybody who was involved in extracurriculars and anybody who wanted to park at the high school. And it was totally funded with grant money from the federal government.
And it's because they had a comprehensive drug plan or something like that?
Yeah, and you just have to, and it's kind of a boilerplate, this comprehensive drug plan.
Is it like our drug policy that we have now?
Well, I haven't seen one for extracurricular activities.
I think we just have a regular one for the student body. Actually, the point I was coming from was I happened to see it on the news, and I also was at a meeting the other night. We kind of talked about it, where prescription drugs now in the state of Ohio are the leading accidental cause of death in Ohio. It's overtaking car wrecks and everything else. So, I mean, there should be some kind of focus there for, you know, we have these kids, and I know we do stuff now in the district. I'm not saying we don't, but you know, kind of a top to bottom, some kind of thing you can wrap your arms around.
Yeah, I think I can. I agree with you, Jeff. I think that I don't know. I like the local health. You're encompassing the drugs.
It's a community problem. Though,
should even be health, as in foods and things too, as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But sure. I agree. I think that before we have incidents here, we have some, no doubt. But before they get too bad, let's be proactive.
And they actually are fairly bad, which is why Dave Burke just introduced legislation with regard to trying to eliminate a lot of the drug shopping that people do.
Yeah, that new, system, that new online system that they have in the state.
Well, actually, the system is they've been using it, but I guess he wants to put it to more effective use. And that was just either last week or the week before that legislation was introduced.
So what do we want to do on this particular one? Like I said, I'm on a fringe of an idea there, so maybe Larry, you can help us out a little bit on what I'm asking for.
You'd have to narrow the table more.
Okay, and that's fine. As in, I don't know. I'm not sure how to. You know what I'm saying? I'm struggling with that a little bit. I know what I want. I'm just not sure how to. I don't know. Any help would be fantastic.
I'm not sure where you're going either.
Well, I would like to say, does this district have a top to bottom policy on how we handle drug and alcohol education, prevention education? We used to have PAWS, but I don't think that's here anymore for our elementary kids. I mean, do we actually have a top to bottom plan for doing that? I mean, I know there's bits and pieces. I know there's different stuff but is there a? I mean,
there's something that I would call a plan. And maybe that's what you want. It all consolidated into one.
Well, yeah.
Document. I mean, there is, but I'm struggling.
I like the focus is on the drugs, the safety of our schools. I do. I don't know that our superintendent is the one who develops the plan as much as approves, oversees, make sure they're implemented.
That's why I just changed. The superintendent will ensure the development of plans.
Right. He's the driver behind it. Yeah. I didn't really mean he had to sit down and do it.
No, I didn't take it that way, but I'm just.
Yeah. I agree with that. Absolutely agree with that. And then what are the opportunities to grow that is really the second part of that. I know what we do now. You know, we have Challenge Day at the high school. We have Freshman Focus. You know, how do we touch? Do we have something at the high school that touches all of those kids all at one time? Do that? I mean, I didn't see that. That doesn't mean it's not there. I just didn't. The documentation I had, I saw a lot of different stuff. But how do we touch all of those kids at once? You know, whether it's a youth-to-youth or it's something like that. I don't know. And that may be a little farther out in the future than this year. But I want to get there. Mm-hmm. I want to get so we're doing, doing more. What?
So you're wanting to communicate to the kids, some plan or some seminar or something on. Don't use drugs. Say no to drugs. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I want to expand the program we have now, and I want to have a plan to do that.
Right. It's not like incorporate four searches a year or something like that. I mean, that's looking on one side, and you're looking on the other side of saying.
I'm not saying that couldn't be part of that plan either. Yeah. All I'm saying is, what do we do top to bottom of the district, and how do we do more or better?
It's like the communication thing, right?
Yeah.
Do something.
So if we put in the objective, though, that he's going to ensure the development, and here we are developing it for him.
Well, no, I'm being very broad and 30,000
kind of understanding what we're looking for, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to tell you how to do it. I don't want to tell you what plans to use. I'm telling you what I'm looking for as a board member. I want to something like that in place. That's. I don't know how.
I agree with the objective.
Okay.
You know, state and local health and safety standards is pretty broad, as it's stated in this objective.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, it goes way beyond just, you know, safe and drug-free schools.
Right. Right. Well, I thought that the point of this was to put some specific goals in place for Larry to work towards.
Right. I guess I'm pushing at the evidence now.
Right.
Because the existence of state and local health and safety standards is wide. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just safe drug-free schools. It's also whether the physical environments are safe.
Yeah, I like to make it
transportation,
specific to Marysville.
It's all of those things.
Make it specific to Marysville instead of the...
I mean, is that too big of a goal? I mean, that because it's such a broad definition.
Yeah. What?
That just...
Which part?
Develop a plan for, well, how it reads, exceeding state and local health and safety standards, and then we want it to encompass drug-free schools and several other things.
Oh, yeah, I guess I was putting the evidence up in the objective. The evidence of that would be the plan.
Yeah.
So what would be...
Where I was coming from is the development of a plan for the district safe for a safe and drug-free schools plan. Yeah. What do you think? Tough quiet over there.
I'm not sure.
So your objective would be the superintendent will develop a plan for safe and drug-free schools?
A district-wide safe and drug-free school plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would encompass everything that we're doing, and then.
You started out here at health and safety. You're off that one.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah, okay. I didn't write that one down there. I was just saying that was part of the heading I was working under.
Right.
And I don't write in there. I just went in. Okay.
There is a plan in place. We've seen some reports on that. We know that. There's some education plans and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They've shown some data. They're working with the community. So that part's moving. We know that.
Okay.
So you want something a little more robust or specific?
Yes. I guess. Like I said, I'm still kind of on the free edge.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I don't know.
It's okay. This is the time to talk about it.
No, we have a bunch of different things in the district. We don't have one central place that says this is everything we do. Now, whether that's a plan or that's just a report on this is everything we're doing, that can be either one.
So since this is a small part of the country, we're not going to have a war on drugs, but you want to have a battle on drugs. That's a metaphor. You know, you got the war on drugs.
I got you.
Okay. Larry, we do these other things that Jeff's referring to. I mean, is that all part of a larger plan that we have as a district?
Yeah. So well, I mean, there is, but if you wanted me to come in here with a,
right,
this is a plan, you know, we'd have to pull together a lot of different efforts. So if the goal is to pull all those efforts into a plan, then we'll work on it.
Well, I want before. I mean, that makes sense.
But if you have to expand the efforts and expand the plan, then that's a whole different. You know, you have to reallocate resources, and you're going to have to figure out, you know, how you're going to get at that. I mean, really. I mean, we have a lot of data. We've done surveys. We've done, you know, there's focus groups. There's lots of different stuff going on. But if you want to develop into one plan, then that's, we can do that.
Well, just it seems to me, how do you know, if you've got all different schools doing, and I know they don't all do it, but you have different resources, you know, is there any overlap of effort on some of those? How would you know that unless you looked at them all across sitting? I mean, you may know that. I mean, I'm sure you do. But how do you look at your body of work and say, well, you know what, we're doing these different things here. How do we do that a little better with what we have since we have a limited set of resources? I just don't know how you can do that without having a whole
master plan. Right?
Yeah, a whole plan in place. I just don't, and I'm sure you're very good at it. I'm not. That's probably why I struggle with this particular topic.
Yeah,
I have to, you know, just in my mind, I'm a visual person, so I need to know.
And that's where I hesitate too, because I'm like you. I feel like in order for you to understand that all the pieces are not, well, you're not, there's not anything redundant or any major gaps, you would need to have a master plan of some sort, but. Again, I don't fight drugs.
But you know, if that's
but are we? But
if
are,
that's
but are
been
we
doing good?
Are,
you know, I also, you know, from the presentations and the discussions, it's not just a school kind of effort.
Sure.
Okay. And so as we think about this objective, if you want to, I think the most effective way to go about it is to talk about putting a plan in place that works with the other authorities that have, that touch on this,
right,
and so on and so forth, and continue to do that and get that either more robust or then better identified.
Then that well, the objective you have up there, Rick, is probably it.
Yeah, and that's why I included the word coordinated,
right,
because it would be just, it's more than coordination from
school.
Are you
typing what we're talking? Is that what you're doing?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's your local governments. It's your businesses. It's other districts. It's, you know, we have North Union, Fairbanks.
Sure.
It's all, that's where I was kind of going. It's all, but you don't know what you're doing unless you have it, and then you have your opportunities to grow from it. Well, look, we do this. Fairbanks does this. How do we get that? Or how do we get our businesses
right
into
and the
this
sheriff
and
department deals with everybody.
Exactly.
And
absolutely.
And
so I want to know opportunities. When I talk about opportunities for growth and for better, that's what I'm talking about.
Did we read his objective since we've been over here?
I don't know. No.
Maybe we should.
Okay.
So you're okay with the wording of number three now?
Yes, I think that's one.
I am.
And the evidence would be the plan,
yeah,
and it would be periodic updates.
Yes.
Again, by when do you want to see the plan? What's, again, reasonable?
Well, is the first plan going to be actually just compiling, like Larry said, there's a whole bunch of pieces, and just compiling it so you see
what we currently do? I think that's where we start.
Yeah.
So January.
Yeah, January. Yeah, I think you have
January.
To be honest.
I'm not sure we have all everything that you...
I know. We have to start, I mean, put a stake in the ground somewhere, so I think.
All right.
That, it doesn't get at what Tracy, you know, would like to see us do, and that's a whole different issue. That could be a spin out of it.
Oh, with the comprehensive drug policy. Is that right? Is that what they call it?
Yeah,
right.
Well, that's a part of obtaining grant money, having one of those places.
Now, those are. Oh, I guess we have one more objective.
Or if you want it.
Well, that's what I'm asking. I mean, first off, those are three fairly broad objectives. So, they seem like they touch a lot of different things that we can evaluate. You know, you've got curriculum. You know, you've got communication. In fact, those are our three district goals. I mean, you know, it's performance.
You have efficiency too. Is your fourth goal.
Right, but I'm. I mean, on our CIP, those three at least touch, you know, mm-hmm, curriculum, communication, and say health and safety. If you guys want a fourth one, I mean, that's.
I think the point is that just if they're not up there as goals, doesn't mean that they're still not responsibilities. So
correct, but we've picked three that we want to that we want to use as an evaluation tool for Larry, and I'm certainly okay with those three. If you guys want to move on to a fourth one, we can. If not, I'm okay with those.
I mean, I'm comfortable with three. I can see the value in the fourth being efficiency, but I mean, it's not like that's going to go away because it's not listed as a goal.
You're going to do that anyways, though, right?
Yeah.
I'd be okay. Is everybody okay with the three that we've come up with?
Yes.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
John, I need to hear you on that.
You can't hear it?
I can hear him crunch celery over here.
So delete number
four. Yeah, delete number four. So I think it's a board. We've agreed that those are the objectives that we want you to move forward with your work plans on. We have our dates of
good work
delivery and we did it in an hour. So that's good effort on everyone's part.
And more importantly, I think you surfaced some thoughts and ideas and issues related to all this that gives the superintendent some inside direction in terms of context and so forth. So
I agree.
Very valuable. Good. Thank you. The next step, like I said, will be for the superintendent to turn inward, work with people, develop the work plans on how these will happen. And you wouldn't see me again until perhaps the formative assessment, if you even want me to be present for that. So,
good job. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for all your help.
One thing Rick reminded me of when I came tonight was the superintendent
job description
was not on the agenda. And I don't know whether we want to add it or not. I've never heard from anybody on any additions or those kind of things. I mean, or we can wait till next month.
It doesn't matter. I know we had discussed about approving it at this meeting.
It wasn't
on the agenda. So, yeah, so.
If we can wait till next month, that'd be great. Just because, I'll be honest, I haven't.
That's fine.
Still haven't seen it.
We can. Everybody okay to wait? Nod.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay.
If only three of us say nod, and he doesn't do anything, go with it.
Thanks. I'm a bridge builder, my friend. I want to.
I'm a bridge blower.
I'm a bridge wrecker, I think.
Can we have a break?
Yes. We're going to take a quick 5-minute break.
We're going to take a quick hour break, so.
Yeah. You guys are hungry? There's pizza stuff over here.
Cookies at quarter apiece.
Feel free. Or blackberry, if you so choose.
Celery, if you show.
I can't wait to hear that.
Put it up all in the car.
So long, so much.
Yes.
What's up, curriculum department?
I didn't answer the question.
We are ready to talk.
Yeah. We have some very pointed questions.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
You're looking for pointed answers.
Yeah. Pointed, concise, clear answers.
Okay.
Under 10 words.
Give us a
minute
to bring someone else in.
Yeah.
Would you like us to call someone else that could help you better?
What's our time frame? Like 2 minutes?
Yeah.
2 hours?
Yeah. No. I don't think so.
Cindy's already gone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go quick, go direct, and get out.
Mm-hmm. Don't hear it at 11 again.
Direct and to the point. You don't ram.
Oh.
It's not us you have to worry about. It's
we're on break.
I'm on break.
We're short. Much?
Yeah, we're short.
Three slides.
I'm sorry, you're
three slides are done.
Because it's just so
enough.
Use that little thing.